It was a very happy time. It was the lights in the of the candles in every home. If you come into a small little town, a shtetl, like we came from, and you're coming in from up a hill, and you're going down the city, you see Hanukkah, the houses look like they're celebrating, a celebration of lights. You see in every window in every house the candle lit. And there's also, of course, something that we were indoctrinated when we were young in school, that Hanukkah is not a holiday for heroes worshiping the Maccabees. It's the miracle of the oil, the holiday of the light, not the holiday of the strength. And we knew better. We worshiped the holiday because young people admired that. At sometimes in our lives, we could show our strength too. At that time, it wasn't a Israel, it wasn't an army. We were considered people, a coward people, frightening people, hiding from pogroms. All of a sudden, we saw that in our history, we had a hero, Judah Maccabee and the five brothers, and the father, Mattathias, who was a priest, and he went out fighting. We felt proud about it.
The celebration of Hanukkah as a holiday in the old country was, first of all, a celebration of expression of their own feelings to them. The Nes Hanukkah was something that they wished that it would occur in their own clean shtetl. They knew that they were oppressed by the Tsarist government. They knew that they were all in trouble. They never knew whenever the next pogrom will start up. But this was the hope that someday they will be relieved or released through God himself, and they will have their own Hanukkah holiday like the ancient Israelites at their ancient Hanukkah celebration when they redeemed the temple. Every one of us hoped and prayed that someday the Messiah, Moshiach, the Messiah will come. The Messiah will arrive, and he will redeem the entire Jewish people, not only from Russia, but wherever they were oppressed. And that was the Hanukkah spirit that was instilled in every one of us.